The new standards would require that 10% of all the energy purchased in Wisconsin come from sources like wind or solar generation by 2015. Lawmakers passed another renewable energy portfolio 6 years ago that turned out to be on the conservative side. Benchmarks that were supposed to take a decade have already been met. A spokesperson for the wind generation industry told lawmakers at a public hearing that these new goals should be set even higher than proposed, since the state is capable of more. But Michael Vickerman, who sat on the panel that came up with the standards, says they're moving in the right direction.
The current standard treats renewable energy as though it were like a sprig of parsley on a steak. You know, the main nutrition source of the state's electric system is coal, natural gas, and nuclear. But by boosting the level up to 10%, the recommendation goes a lot farther. It basically says renewable energy is an essential part of a healthy energy diet.
Environmental groups praised the overall proposal but criticized other parts of the plan. The Sierra Club's Carol Terrell worries it would let utilities dodge state requirements, that they make themselves more efficient.
There would be no requirement that they do anything other than collect the money from their customers. They would be not required to invest in any wind or solar or methane digesters. And that's simply not the point.
Terrell says lawmakers should also rework the plan so that it's harder for the legislature or the governor to take money out of the state fund that pays for energy conservation projects. And she's concerned that this plan caps what the state's allowed to spend on energy efficiency. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.